This is Capricorn FM Podcast.
We started a brand new series, you and I. And it's been an amazing encounter with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as we've allowed Him to speak to us in this moment, in this season. Allow me this morning to speak to you in particular, who God has given the ability and the authority to trample over snakes and scorpions, and to overcome all the powers of the enemy. You who God has crowned with righteousness and glory to be more than what you could ever imagine or think. Allow me to speak to you this morning and remind you that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. No disease, no virus that is formed against you will consume you. No witch that rises up against you will destroy your calling. No devil sent against you will delay or confuse your mission in Christ Jesus. Allow me this morning to take a moment and ask you, then why are you so afraid? Why are you so consumed and concerned about what the enemy is telling you? You are beginning to speak death when God has called you to life. You are speaking curses when God has called you to victory. Why are you so afraid? Have you not heard? Do you not know that the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth? He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. What you are afraid of, He specializes in. What you lack in, He has abundance in. What you're searching for, He has already found. Great is our Lord, and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. I would like to ask you this morning, why are you so afraid that you are inadequate? That you lack in the quantity or the quality that is required? Do you not know that in Philippians 4 verses 13 it says, I have the strength to face all conditions by the power that Christ gives me. Why are you so afraid and uncertain? Do you not know that God is your refuge and your strength, always ready to help in times of trouble? So we will not fear when the earthquake comes and the mountains trample into the sea. You see, in Psalm 46 verses 1, God lets us know that He's got us. Oh, He's got us. Then why are you so afraid of failure? Do you not know that in Proverbs 24 verses 11, it says, the righteous may fall 7 times, but still get up. But the wicked will tremble in trouble. Your fear is holding you back from the best husband you can be. Your fear is holding you back from being the best wife you can be, the best student you can be, the best mother you can be, the best businessman you can be. Fear has tied your mind and your heart from becoming the best version of yourself. Well, child of God, allow me to encourage you to confront your fear this morning. It is time to take up what God has called you for. It is time for you to take over and to become more than what God has called you for. Though we are prosecuted, but God does not leave us. We are hurt sometimes, but we are not destroyed. It is time for you to try again, child of God. I know you got hurt, but keep rising. I know they spoke ill about you and your family and your ministry, but keep rising. I know they lied about you and now you are struggling to know what is true from false, who is for you and who's against you. But child of God, keep on rising. The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in him. Though he falls, he shall not be outwardly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. God himself will cover you from your fears and doubts only if you step up and rise to who he has called you to be. Your fear will not define you. Your fear will not hold up to what God can do for you. You and I don't really have too much time. And really, for me to really get into the root of your fear, but allow me to submit to you this morning that you should fear not. But the things I must tell you about fear is that even as one who has been given sight, fear can blind you of the realities and the strength that you have. Fear can paralyze a walking man to his knees. Fear can destroy even the bravest of heroes. Fear is a rope that you tie yourself with, hoping no one else will notice that you are the reason for your delay. You see, Nelson Mandela said, "I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumphant over it." The brave man is not he who does not feel fear, but he who conquers that fear. My sister, your business failed a long time ago. My brother, your marriage failed a long time ago. Pastor, God has not called you to build the church, but rather he has called you to build the nation. Why are you so consumed about what God is not doing? God has already moved on. Why are you finding it so difficult to try again? My sister, you are 34 years old now, and you are struggling to start your new degree because you think you'll only be 38 by the time you are done. Well, whether you start today or you start next year, you still will be 38 years old in 4 years' time. My brother, the last time you went to a church was 9 years ago, and you left because some so-called men of God robbed you and lied to you and took your money. And now you run for the hills every time you hear us calling you to church. God was just teaching you that you must test every spirit. Test everyone before you get consumed and taken in by even those you don't know. Fear not, child of God. He will restore you. It's been 24 years now since your father or your mother left you. And now you are afraid of parenthood. You are afraid of becoming a parent because you think that you carry the seed of absence in you. But God was merely teaching you that you cannot do it by yourself. He is your sustenance and your strength. Fear not. When I talk about fear, I'm not merely talking about the fear of heights, the fear of spiders or snakes. There are some fears that creep in like a thief at night. When you know your God and His strength, you know you have gone way beyond all your measures to do your background checks. Before you get into a business deal, you do your background checks. Before you get into that ministry, you do your background checks. Before you get married, you do your background checks. But you see, fear not. For God is with you, and He will never leave you nor forsake you. I ask you this morning, what are you afraid of? If fear was to confront you this morning and ask you, why are you so afraid of me? What would you say? Child of God, I declare and I decree that you are free from the bondages of fear. Fear not, child of God, for God has got you. God has got you by his right hand, and he will strengthen you even in the moment of weakness. God himself will sustain you. God himself will protect you and cover you. You don't need no help from no man. No man who walked away. No man who abandoned you. You don't need them. God himself will intervene. During this hour, we get engaged in the restoring word of God, where our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ truly speaks to us about our most inner fears and reinforces us in it. And this morning, I'm so encouraged to be sharing this word with you. Today's word comes from Matthew 14, verses 22 to 23, but I'm going to zoom in to 25 to 29, and it reads as follows. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." "Lord, if it is you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the waters." 29. "Come," he said. Father God, I thank you for your word, for your restoring word that strengthens and gives perspective, for your word that has suppressed the tests of time. Father, I thank you for this opportunity. May we take courage, O God, in this moment, in these times. May we take courage and know that you are God, and you will never leave us, nor will you forsake us. My Father, my God, minimize me as you maximize yourself, as you speak to your people. In the mighty name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen. And amen. I'm so encouraged. I'm so blessed to be sharing this series with you this morning. That even if things and times seem tough, our God is tougher. And even when things seem to be falling apart, our God is able to pick them up and put them into where they're supposed to be. Today's word comes from Matthew 14, verses 22, all the way to 23. Now, this is a very common story or passage in the scripture. A story that is so common, even told to a child, so they could be able to relate or even recite it for you. Peter did the remarkable, the unthinkable, perhaps the most fear-driven act in the passage in the Bible. Peter requested to be called by Jesus, who at that time was walking on water. Now you must understand that at that time there was a storm. And when you are in a boat and there's a storm, it is so uncomfortable. I don't know if you've ever been in a position where you are in a boat and it is ungovernable in a storm. Even the captain is becoming a bit nervous. Even those who are experienced are becoming nervous. Even those who have faith are becoming nervous. Have you ever been in a storm? What seems impossible to man takes place in the presence of God. That's a good time for me to let you know that you must just note down this nugget. What seems impossible to man takes place in the presence of God. You need the presence of God more than you need the presence that God gives you. Peter, unlike all the other disciples, had an understanding that when I am in the presence of God, dry bones can live. When I'm in the presence of God, dead men start to walk. When I'm in the presence of God, illnesses depart. When I'm in the presence of God, I can walk on liquid water. See, in the presence of God, illnesses will definitely bow. In the presence of God, anxiety and stress will bow. In the presence of God, your lack can be filled. Many of us, whenever a storm hits us, we lose the presence of God. We stop worshiping God. We stop seeking God. And we may even appear as if He is a ghost in your situation. When tough times present themselves and the boat of life is rocking, many times things may appear to you as if God has disappeared. Many times situations and circumstances may make you think that God is far from what you are experiencing. But God is right there in the storm with you. Don't jump out of the boat. Don't try to swim. This is not the time for you to leave the boat. Sit tight and seek God's face. This is a good time for me to tell you that many are called, but very, very few are chosen. What many are struggling to see, what many are struggling to become, you will become because you are chosen. Your fear of the unknown is robbing you of the chance to explore a life that God has chosen you for. Your fear is immobilizing you from reaching new dimensions. Your fear is immobilizing you from taking over territories and completely changing the game of life just because you are afraid. Child of God, fear not, for God is with you. Fear not. Peter didn't wait to be called. You see, the problem with the children of God is that you wait to be called. You wait to be appointed. You wait to be promoted. You wait to be picked. You are appointed by God Himself, and He Himself has chosen you. Why are you constantly waiting for validation from others? They can't give you what they do not have. Oh. The problem with this generation is that you are waiting to be called when in fact you've been chosen. I wish you would realize that you are chosen for this time. You are chosen for this season. You are chosen for this generation. What others are experiencing lack, you will experience abundance. When others are experiencing illness, you will experience health. You are chosen by God Himself. That you are well able to overcome even this very circumstance. Child of God, let me submit to you this morning that fear will push you to conform to the standards of life, to sit in the boat and wait to die, to never try to reach your fullest potential in Christ Jesus. Child of God, you have been chosen to come out from among them and be the separate. There is a reason why you are not fulfilled in that job. There is a reason why you are not fulfilled with that car. There is a reason why you are not fulfilled with where you live. You've been chosen for bigger and for better. There is a reason why you are a misfit. You are chosen. You cannot fit with them because you are not of them. Therefore, come out from among them and be the separate. The only problem I have with Peter is that he began to sink because he became self-conscious, meaning that he became self-aware. He became aware of his lack. He became preoccupied with himself. He started to focus on his weaknesses and not his strengths. He started to focus on his failures and not his successes, his human ability and not God's ability. It's a good time for me to tell you to note down this third nugget. When you become self-conscious and not God-conscious, you will sink in shallow water. Let me let that sink in for a bit. When you become self-conscious and not God-conscious, you will sink in shallow waters. You will die of anxiety and stress because you cannot see the light if you do not acknowledge that you are in a tunnel. Child of God, you will not see God if you are consumed about the conditions of this world. I encourage you, child of God, this morning to wear the mask, to sanitize your hands, to stay at home where you can. But the moment you start to fear, you will sink in shallow water. You will lose the knowledge of the things that you already know. You will stop doing the things that you have been doing because fear will paralyze your ability to think and to carry on moving. Child of God, I encourage you to fear not. This morning I came to declare and decree that you will be healthy. Your health will not go down, child of God. Your business will not go down. Your marriage will not go down. I pray and I declare this morning that you will experience abundance in lack. You will experience restoration in destruction. You will walk amongst kings and dine with those who are appointed by God. Fear not, child of God. I pray that the power and the presence of God will walk with you in darkness, and that in these trying times, God will lift His hand and protect you and your family, that you may have provision when others have lack, that you may have His presence when others are roaming around and uncertain of what is to become. God is with you. And if you need prayer, if you need me to join my faith with yours, if you need me to hold your hand through this season, to carry you in spirit and in truth, won't you join your faith with mine? Send me a voice note, whatever it might be that is in your heart, how heavy it might be. Child of God, don't carry that load by yourself. Fear not, for God is with you. God is with you. I pray that you may find peace and you may find the ability to understand that God is with you and He will never leave you. God will sustain you even when others are in lack. In this moment, I want to speak to the mothers, I want to speak to the daughters, I want to speak to the sons of God. Whatever it is that you are uncertain about, join your faith with mine. I'm eager to pray with you. This morning, allow me, as we celebrate mothers, as we celebrate the women in our lives, the women who God has partnered with to be able to bring about life and change in all of our circumstances. God knew that immediately once a man and a woman partner together, if a man can just give the woman the seed, a man would come out. A woman would come out, not only of strength, of courage, and of wisdom, but a woman who is shaped and strong in all that she is. Since God cannot be in every situation that we currently need Him to be, I mean, God needs to partner, and He partnered with a woman. And on this day, I want to celebrate mothers. I want to celebrate women. You could be having your children with you. Your children could have probably passed, or you could still be in a position where God is going to use you. I celebrate you. I celebrate you, you who has kept your family intact, you who has kept on being the woman of God when all else was breaking down. I celebrate you. I celebrate you, woman of God, who continues to raise your children in the absence of their father. I celebrate you, woman of God, who has continued to press your family to God, to bring your family to their knees and worship the living God every single time. I celebrate you. I celebrate you because you're a woman, and you're a woman of faith. And this moment, this morning, I want to share a prayer for those women who have been struggling to have their own kids, those women who have lost their kids, those women who are still trying to find answers to questions, those women who have been trying. I say, Father God, In the mighty name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you are the great I am. Father, you are Jehovah Jireh. Father, we are at your feet this morning, praying for our mothers, praying for women, O God, who need your touch, O God. Father, to quicken them in their bodies, O Father, to heal them in their hearts, O God, to heal them in their minds, O God. Father, I speak restoration. I speak abundance and multiplication. Father, in the mighty name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, may you wipe her tears, O God, in only the way that you know how to. Father, may you carry her, O God, for you are the glory, you are the power, now and forevermore. My name is Mpo Magwabeni, and I am the Minister of Restoration. Receiving a lot of WhatsApp messages, receiving a lot of voice notes, and here's one I want to share with you this morning.
Greetings, Mpo, in the wonderful name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In this day, I just want to thank God for the message that you shared this morning. I am really encouraged and I'm really strengthened to carry on, that I will not jump off the boat. I will wait and know that the storm will pass.
Oh yes, Lord.
May God bless you. And I once more thank God for having made me to be able to raise my two children, being alone. I thank God for His grace. May God bless you, Mpo. This is Kelly Mwabelo from Lebowahome.
Mama Kelly, I'll definitely be praying for you. I'll definitely be praying for you. The pain of having to raise a child by yourself, having to see them through very difficult times, having to continuously be asked, where is Daddy? Daddy is alive and well. He just doesn't care enough to be with you. The pain. Dishango nirdorimini. A few more messages I really want to go through this morning. I got a message that says, good morning, Bomagwabeni. I'm a first-time listener, and I can safely say that I have been touched by the hand of God this morning. God has restored me. God has strengthened me through the word and through the ministry of Sunday Restoration. Minister, please pray for my family and for my strength, that I may seek His face until I find Him. I'll definitely be praying with you, my brother. I'll definitely be praying for you. Another message I got that says, good morning, Pastor. Please help me pray for my little brother and his wife. They got married 2 years ago and now they are facing divorce. Their marriage is no longer warm, but toxic and abusive. Parents failed to advise how they should go forward. Parents have failed to advise them now. It's only God that can take over. How sad it is to have to face the courts. I mean, the ink hasn't even dried on the paper, on your marriage certificate I'm referring to. And now you have to go back and say, how painful it is. When you think about the guests you had on that day, when you think about the money spent on that day, how painful it is to only realize that the person you are getting married to is not who you thought they are. Not only are they abusive, but they are toxic. I'm going to be praying for you. I'm definitely going to be praying for you, that God will reveal to you why in this season He has chosen you to go through this. I believe that God chooses us for certain seasons. It is not up to us, but up to God Himself to show us how we move forward. You're still listening to a Sunday Restoration with myself, the Minister of Restoration, Mpo Magwabeni. I've received a lot of your WhatsApp messages, and I really wanna take time and embrace them all. Really, truly engage with you on the issue that you are faced with. I thank you as well for the messages that I've received, where you are wishing your mother a happy woman's Mother's Day, rather. I'm going to be playing them also in just a little while. But here's a few I want you to join your faith with mine on.
In Mpo, this is Maserero from Zone 3 in Seshego.
Yes, Maserero.
I'm kindly asking you to join me in prayers.
Mm.
I haven't been working for quite a long time, and I registered a company which worked well then. But lately, I mean, it has been quite a long time now.
Huh.
I don't have any source of income, and I am currently doing a business which I started just a few weeks ago. I'm praying that God restores me, and that I have a better life.
Yeah.
I'm struggling. It's tough, Mpo. It's tough. Just pray with me.
Yeah.
My prayers have been based on the scripture of Isaiah chapter 45, verse 2 and 3, that says, God promised that He will level my mountains, that He will work ahead of me, and break the gates of bronze and cut through the bar of iron.
Hallelujah.
I'm trusting God in this whole thing. Please pray with me. Thank you very much.
I think also it's a general prayer for all people who are in business, whether big or small. Matter of fact, I don't understand when we say you have a small business. I understand the concept, but I believe that when you have a business, you start small, but it is not a small business. Do you catch me? Or is that too deep for Sunday morning? I'm definitely going to be praying for you, because for many, they had started employing people, had started sort of seeing a returns for their investments, had started gaining a bit of momentum. And then 2020 happened, and it seems as if now the dream is being halted. It's become very difficult for business people. A lot of stress, a lot of uncertainty that is taking place. But I am so encouraged that the business that you have started, which you saw that is taking a bit of a hit, you've sort of moved back from, and now you've started a new one. Because wherever there will be a moment or a season of famine, there will also be an opportunity of harvest. There will always be an opportunity. You just have to find it. If you have to remodel your entire business plan, then I suggest you do it. If you have to remodel your entire strategy of how you approach your business, I suggest you do it. But I'm definitely going to be praying for you, woman of God who's into business. My kind of woman.
Sorry, Mo. Morning, Pastor Makwaheri. Thank you for this inspirational word that says this too shall pass. Thank you for every word that you have said. You have spoken to my heart.
Yeah.
You have spoken to my situation. You have spoken to my life.
As the most decorated
footballer in God, that is using you today. I thank the God that is in you today. I thank the God. I thank the word that you have said unto my life today. For the word of God said, each and every word that comes from the mouthpiece of God
will never come out void,
amen,
but will accomplish every purpose that it came to do. It will heal every heart.
Definitely.
Pastor McGregor,
apologies for that voice note. When you do send your voice note, please do make sure that you are in a quiet place, that I might be able to hear you properly, that I might be able to engage with you fully. But the gist of that voice note is just being able to pray for the season in which an RMS is currently in. She's not only needing prayers in terms of work, in terms of her business as well, but also just to remain sane in these crazy times that we are living in. I'm definitely going to be praying with you. You can also send your voice notes on 0826542446. That is where you and I can connect, and we can join our faith together. Alternatively, you can also call me 0872889697.
Morning, my brother. Thank you for the wonderful message this morning.
Yeah,
it has really uplifted my mood. I have a heart problem and I'm always in pain. I get to a point where I really get distressed and start to question God. But when I read the word of God on Jeremiah 29 verse 11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." I pray that God can help me to trust in Him wholeheartedly, no matter the situation I'm facing right now. I pray that it gives me strength to overcome this pain.
Yes.
And I trust and believe that I will be healed.
Indeed.
In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Wow. God is faithful. There is no condition that is too big for Him. There is absolutely nothing that He cannot do. He is indeed God. I'm going to pray for you, my brother, that your heart may just be healed and know that God still loves you. Just because we are in the storm, as I've said in the previous hour, doesn't mean that God is absent from the storm. God is right there with you, right there in the midst of it, right there in the middle of it. He knew it before it even could be in your body. And He already understands how He's gonna sort it out for you. I'm gonna be praying for you, my brother. Definitely gonna be praying for you. A few messages as well that I'm just gonna be playing. Here's one message.
Hello, Mpo. Kimatlatsi Mo Velferdin Aaron Pumalanga.
Yes,
I like to wish a happy Mother's Day to my mother, Agreement Sitwani.
Yes.
I love her a lot. She means everything to me. And I keep busy chileji when I move. And I love you. I love you the way you advise us. And happy Mother's Day to her. Kimorata Radi.
Lena Brayaga Goratarati.
Morning. I'm Semi from Botswana, and my number one, I go with Rebecca Maluti.
I see what happened there, my brother. Thank you so much for your message, though. I do appreciate it. I do appreciate it so very, very much. Nanda.
Yeah, Nandukotore, Pimata's Day, Kawa Mewote.
I think I'll also take this opportunity to wish my mother a happy Mother's Day, and I have many mothers. I wish them all a beautiful day. but in particular to my wife, my partner, my flower, my heart, have yourself a beautiful Mother's Day. And indeed, I love you to the moon and back. My Father, my God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all that you've done for us. We thank you for continuing not only to strengthen us, but to let us know that you are God in this season. Father, we love you. And Father, may you continue to restore us. Father, we pray for Anonymous, who is struggling not only to have kids, but Father, to come to terms with the plans that you have currently regarding work, Father God. Father, may you bless, oh God, for every businessman, for every doctor, for every essential worker who's out there, Father. May you bless them and be with them. Protect them, oh God. Father, your love casts out any fear, any sense of loneliness, oh God. Father, protect us through COVID-19, oh God. Even as we sanitize and we wear our masks, Father, may your hand of protection be over us. Bless every mother, oh God. Father, may you keep them, oh God. Father, for every child, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God, may you let them know how wonderful their parents are. And for those who have never had the pleasure of having a mother, I know you've placed someone, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Nimpowa Magwabeni, the minister of restoration. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now, even forevermore. Adama Chenabu Diteri. Ndindi.
That was Capricorn FM Podcast.